today. I want to talk about money now and changing money, because in the context of the crown passing from Queen Elizabeth to King Charles, we know across the pond they're going to have to change their stamps, they're going to have to change their postboxes, or rather new postboxes will look different from the current postboxes, and money will have to change as well, because the Queen features on banknotes and on coins. Peter Oakes is a board director with Transfermate, formerly of the Central Bank of Ireland as well. Peter, you're very welcome to the show. So this process of changing money, where does one start with it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I just came back from the UK from a couple of days there, and I work now in electronic money and electronic payments, and I was talking to these people in the City of London, and they were having questions about what happens next on the paper side, because we just don't deal in paper notes anymore, as we say. But this is now that challenge is, but just the bridge phase. But just because the monarch has died doesn't mean that every instrument that the monarch's head is on that dies with her. There is a certain exception to that. But the question now really has to be around the process and the transition to the new note showing Prince Charles. And interestingly, the Brits actually issued a commemorative coin with Prince Charles's face on it only a year or so ago. Maybe it was two or three years ago. That process, as the Bank of England has announced, will be clearer after the mourning period for the Queen. So the first thing that the Bank of England did is they came out and just said to everybody, look, the notes are still and the coins are still legal tender, and we will announce after the mourning period a further announcement clarifying what will happen now with the old notes and the change to the new notes. And generally speaking, all things being equal, you don't change notes unless there's a demand from the public or the notes in circulation are worn. Mm. So this is something that's quite, you know, here not being driven by economics, but is being driven by a major national issue.
Am I right, though, in thinking, Peter, that they're already in the process of changing some notes in the UK?
Yes, Karen, you're absolutely correct there. That's a really good point to raise. At the moment, the £20 note and the £50 note, the paper edition of those notes, are coming out of circulation at the end of this month when they cease to be legal tender. So over the last couple of years, when this was announced, actually back in, I think, 2021, to get rid of the £50 paper note, and 2020 to get rid of the 20 quid paper note and replace them with these new polymer or what we call plastic notes. So at the end of this month, those notes, no value. So what's going to happen is, if you haven't spent them by then, you'll have to go into your bank, hope your bank will take them off you in the UK. If they don't, even though they're not legal tender, the Bank of England said they will take them off you and exchange them for the new polymer notes.
Like we had here. I mean, there were stories of people turning up at the central bank years after we had converted to the euro, having found some punts stashed under a mattress somewhere, and they got them exchanged.
But that's a very good point. The central bank still takes punts, and unless they're damaged or there's some other peculiarity with those notes, the punt can still be exchanged at the central bank, and there's a very clear process. And you may have actually heard a story through the week about a man in Spain who discovered that he had 9 million pesetas in his house, and that's 54,000 euros. But the Bank of Spain down there said, don't bother coming in, we're not going to exchange them for euros. So our Central Bank of Ireland seems to be one of the nicest central banks in Europe.
Oh, ouch. I hadn't heard that story. I mean, that is awful. That is absolutely awful, the idea you have 54,000 euro in your back pocket. So that process began a couple of years ago, as you say, to exchange the paper notes for the 20 and the 50 for these polymers. Ultimately, when they redesign the note and they stick Prince Charles on it with, you know, Winston Churchill or Adam Smith or whoever it happens to be on the other side, I assume it'll be another drawn-out process. They'll give people a couple of years to let everything wash through the system, will they?
At least a couple of years. And you listen to the language, and what you'll hear people say in officialdom is several years. But, you know, we're talking 5, 6, 7 years right before a note ceases to be legal tender. And even then, it will still be accepted by the Bank of England, right, for an exchange. So the task that they have is, there's apparently just under 5 billion of notes in circulation in the United Kingdom with the Queen's head on them. And so that's about 82 billion in sterling, but there's a staggering amount of coins, 29 billion coins in circulation in the UK where Her Majesty's head appears, and they're all going to have to be replaced with His Royal Highness, King Charles III. So that process is going to be really, really interesting to watch. And there's a number of other things that are going to have to happen here in relation to the currency. But look, remember that way back in 1971, Britain or the United Kingdom went to decimalisation. So there were many, many years when Brits would be walking around with coins in their pocket with multiple heads, sorry, multiple monarchs on different coins in their pocket. So this transition will be done at will be done in an orderly fashion. So no one should panic that they've got money and it's suddenly going to lose its value when King, in the next 12 to 18 months. That's simply not going to be the case.
And the when it comes back to the paper money again, the 5 and 10, I assume there had been plans afoot to introduce the polymer versions of those notes as well. They just have to introduce a new polymer version.
Well, that's exactly right. So it's a 20 and 50 pound notes that were the last ones to go to polymer format. So I've got in my pocket the whole pile of the fives in polymer. And
That had already happened in 5 and 10.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. So it was just the bigger notes they hadn't kicked that process with, So that's now well underway. But just to give you an interesting example, like they said in June, they said in March this year, it was something like 19 billion in those old paper notes in circulation. But by the end of June, it had dropped down to 14 billion. So the money is going into the bank systems and all the rest, and it is being changed over for the new notes. So the system does work to do that, right?
What about elsewhere in the world? I lived in Canada for a time. I remember the Queen on banknotes over there in Australia as well, though I don't think she's on all banknotes in Australia, is she?
No, yeah, that's another very good point. In fact, just on the point to do with Canada, the Queen's head appeared first anywhere in the world on a Canadian note when she was a princess.
Not
many people know that. One of those facts you find when you're asked about these sort of stories, you go and have a look and make sure your research is right. But yes, look, in Australia, where I come from, actually, as your folk can probably hear from my accent, the monarch traditionally appears on the lowest denomination in notes. So she appears on our five Australian dollar note, but she does appear on all our coins. But we're going to go through the same process. The Australian Reserve Bank, the equivalent of the Bank of England, has said that they will not start minting the new coins until 2023. You're right with Canada. It's going to go through the same process. And also, of course, New Zealand, which we don't want to talk about today because they bit us in the Blizzlow Cup.
Okay, we'll park the Kiwis then for a moment. Am I right in thinking, though, that the Australians don't necessarily have to put the king on the... It's more custom than rule when it comes to putting the monarch on the lowest denomination.
That is the case, but there is a piece of legislation which compels the Australian government under Australian law. She must appear on coins, though. So you're right with the notes. It just brings up another interesting discussion because in Australia right now there's the framing of a referendum to give First Nations or the indigenous population a voice in Parliament, which will be a constitutional change. But of course, the death of Queen Elizabeth II has brought up the Republic debate again in Australia. Mm-hmm. And although they've been quite respectful not doing that during the mourning period, that is going to happen again. So you may see Australian banknotes looking completely different, the coins looking completely different, you know, sort of representing Australia's sort of very diverse and multicultural background and respect for the Indigenous population as well.
Peter, you could go back and become the first president of Australia. How do you like the sound of that?
I imagine that.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thanks a million. Peter Oakes is the board director of Transfermate, formerly of the Central Bank and future first president of the Republic of Australia. Lots